You've probably heard the saying that practice makes perfect, but it turns out that practicing for hours on end might lead you pretty far down the wrong path if you don't stop to get some feedback along the way. Well, when I asked Dr. Scott Miller what holds people back from being all they can be, good feedback, or lack thereof, is a big part of his answer. It can make all the difference between trundling through the standard routine and taking the next step beyond the status quo. In this video, Scott will give you a framework for understanding the kind of thinking that keeps us from being all that we can be. Let's listen.
We don't get feedback that allows us to question what we hold certain. So in our work on performance development, we've been talking a great deal about the work of Daniel Kahneman. There's a fabulous book called Thinking Fast, Thinking Slow. And he talks about two ways of thinking, System 1 and System 2. And System 1 is automatic and unconscious. And this is what I'm referring to here. What keeps us from being more than we are? I don't know about all we can be, but what keeps us being from more than we are is that System 1, unconscious and automatic, tells you it's good enough. A perfect example of this is walking. Most of us as adults think we're pretty good at it. The problem is that we are treading largely the same territory. If you took us out and put us on a mountainside, that would show where our reliable performance begins to break down. But as life would have it, we often avoid those opportunities to push ourselves to System 2, which is very conscious and deliberate. And Kahneman makes the argument that System 1 is lazy, but also very attractive because it tells you you're good enough, everything is all right. You've understood it completely, you're doing it the best you possibly can. The only time you're likely to question that is if you are in System 2. In order to be in System 2, somebody has to give you feedback. You have to either get that by measurement. Here's your grade, here's your effectiveness, here's your partner telling you that you're not all that you can be in this relationship. And then you have to take a crucial extra step and say, I got to think about this and figure out what else to do. And System 2 is laborious, time-consuming, and cognitively depleting, and often frustrating because the solutions don't emerge quickly. And we forget how long it took us to have our behavior be automatic and be part of System 1. If you watch a toddler walking, for example, trying to get up on its two feet, you see just how much effort is expended in that process. We get up out of the chair, we walk now, and we don't even think about it. Thinking about going back to that in any endeavor to get better at it, back to that sort of moving in such a slow fashion and really trying to concentrate and make each muscle coordinate with the others, that's not a pleasant thought. So I think that's probably what keeps us.
While growth might be good for us, it's not necessarily easy. When we push beyond good enough, it usually involves this kind of concentrated effort that Scott describes as System 2 thinking. And according to Scott, that's a big part of the reason why we usually stick to System 1.
Most of the people I interact with have lots of dreams about how they would like their life to be. They just can't get it to happen, or they haven't made it happen as of yet. I see therapists do the same thing. They want to be more effective. When you measure them, you see, in fact, they think they're pretty good already. And that's what actually keeps them from acting on those dreams, I think.
You know, I don't mean to speak for you, but possibly you're saying that an over-assessment of ourselves, an over-appraisal of ourselves holds us back from doing what it would take to actually fulfill our dreams.
Yes. And let me just say, there is no fix for that. That is human life. That is the nature of cognition. That's the nature of our consciousness. And if we weren't that way, in some respects, we wouldn't be able to function. If we were always pushing at the edges, trying to get better at everything we did, we would be a mess. So I I think you have to pick your battles here, the particular area that you want to push on and get better at.
Left to our own devices, we're wired to stick with what's safe, easy, and efficient. And for much of life, this is a good thing. It's obvious to see how overwhelming each day would become if we lived constantly in System 2. But how do we help clients choose those battles? How do we help them connect with the part of themselves that does want and need to push forward in some way? And how do we equip them to do that? We're going to get to that in our next video with Scott. I'll see you there.